This is Jeff Hobson for Bengals.com, and here he is, the big prize in Monday's trade, Cordy Glenn, the former Bills tackle. Cordy, great to have you in town. Kind of a whirlwind couple of 24 hours for you.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm happy to be here, though.
Did it surprise you? I know there have been some talk, you know, kind of rumbling around that, you know, maybe they might be looking to move up in a draft, get a quarterback. You were coming off an injury, so did it surprise you at all?
I would say somewhat, because you don't really know what's going on. But I think when it happened, I think I was just like excited to be here and be part of this great organization.
Well, you had to think immediately. You had to think about, geez, there's A.J. Green, there's Geno. I mean, it's Georgia West. All your Georgia teammates here, A.J. Green, Clint Bowling, Geno Atkins, Sean Williams. That had to be the first thing you thought of. I'm wondering if they reached out to you.
Yeah, I was excited just knowing I know so many guys who I played college ball with through here. Talked to a couple of them. Just got, you know, congratulations, and they're looking forward for me to be here, and they're happy for me. So that was pretty big for me.
Kind of ironic. Clint Bowling, the Bengals' left guard, was your left tackle at Georgia when you played left guard. So obviously you guys have some chemistry right away, I would think.
Yeah, we played a couple years at Georgia together. Had some pretty good years together, actually. So I'm really excited about being able to play next to Clint again. I know he's a smart player, good player, veteran guy, leader. So I'm looking forward to it.
Since you've been in Buffalo, it's almost been like the Bills have been a pie to the AFC North almost. I think we've played you guys almost every year. What is your impression of the Bengals?
Tough, hard-fought football team. Every time we play the Bengals, every time I've been against the Bengals, it's always been like a back-and-forth type of thing, just back-and-forth, back-and-forth. Nobody really giving any type of edge or anything like that. So I know what it represents being here. I know what is expected here. So I know exactly what's going to be need to be done, and I'm ready to do it.
I mean, I would imagine, you know, you know, we were talking about Andrew Whitworth, and I don't know if you've bumped into him. I know you know what he's, you know, what he accomplished here. I don't know if you watched tape of him at all, or have you talked to him, or?
Yeah, I'm familiar with Whit. Just you know, we had same college coach, him, me, and Clint have had the same college coach.
Stacy Searles, right?
Stacy Searles, and also just playing the Bengals, always chopping it up with him or talking to him. And we've texted a couple times just about, you know, getting some help with opponents, because he's a more experienced guy, a veteran guy, so he helped me out from time to time. So that's been big for me also.
Well, you know, you come into a situation where you got a new offensive line coach, you know, who's coming in from Dallas, Frank Pollock. Has he given you any indication what he's expected from you? I guess you had breakfast with him, right?
Yeah, we're going to work hard. He's going to demand that we work hard. He wants us to be on top of stuff. And I think that's the biggest thing with O-line. It's usually a tight-knit group, and we're a bunch of hard workers. We're not going to be all in the media or, you know, the big story, but we just put our head down and we work.
Yeah, the description of you after talking to Clinton, talking to the great Eric Wood, Cincinnati guy, he said, both guys said, you're a quiet guy, you show up and work every day.
That's me, man. I just like to work, just quiet, put my head down. I'm competitive, like to win, like to compete, so I think it'd be a good fit for me.
How would you describe your style of play?
I gotta tell all my stuff, man.
power, I think we can say power right away, right?
Power, but smart, knowing your defender, knowing how to win against your opponent. It's always not about, you know, just being stronger or being bigger than somebody. Sometimes you gotta like bring the mental part to it and figure out other ways to beat people.
It's funny. It seems like the Bills and the Bengals. It always seems to be the Bills and the Bengals. Here, one of the big trades of to kick off the new year, Bills and Bengals. Last time we saw the Bills and Bengals, it was 4th and 12, and Dalton, the Tyler Boyd, put the Bills in the playoffs. You unfortunately weren't there. You were watching at home, right? Because of your injured ankle.
On the sideline.
Oh, you're on the sidelines. Yeah.
Yeah. The Bills gave us a major bone, man. Major bone.
Yeah. Was it? That had to give you a sense about maybe how the Bengals approach things. I guess a lot of people are saying, well, they'll just lay down and die down there.
Because I think they were out of playoff contention already. And just to, you know, last game of the year, you can easily just be like, easy. Just let's just get over with, go home, go on vacation, and for them to just fight and compete and have some meaning to the game, I think that's big time. That shows a lot about them and also Coach Lewis and just his whole organization.
How was the ankle?
It's great. Yeah.
You expect, I would imagine, you'd be ready in training camp and ready to go, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Listen, we want to thank you for stopping by. I know you got a quick flight, quick trip. We'll see you in the next few weeks. I know Cincinnati's very happy to have the big man at left tackle. Thanks, Cordy.
No problem. Thank you.